Good morning. My guest this morning is Gary McLaughlin, Artistic Director of Brave New Music. And Brave New Music is presenting the San Francisco-based Telegraph Quartet, who will be appearing in Healdsburg on Wednesday, March 14th, as part of the Brave New Music Concert Series. Welcome, welcome. How are you doing today, Gary?
Hello, Steve. It's nice to talk to you again.
All right. Please tell me about why you're excited to present the Telegraph Quartet in Healdsburg.
Well, it's because they are a quartet that I think is one of the hottest young quartets in the country today. And I have heard them before. I've even had some of them on my previous Russian River Chamber Music series. But they have been winning major international competitions lately. And in February, just had a sold-out concert at Carnegie Hall. So they're really on a trajectory to be among the top young string quartets in the country.
Now, on Wednesday, March 14th, at the Paul Mader Gallery in Healdsburg, they're going to be playing three works, it looks like. One by Rondo by Anton Webern, and then something by John Harbison, and also a piece by Maurice Ravel. Can you tell me a little bit about the repertoire?
Well, the Rondo is a piece probably a lot of people haven't heard. It's an early work by the great German master Anton Webern, and he was kind of a miniaturist, so it's very short movements, and I think people will be surprised to hear his kind of musical language. The Harbison piece, John Harbison is one of the really eminent American composers, and he wrote his six-string quartet specifically for the Telegraph Quartet, so it's quite an honor just to have something written for them by him. And then, of course, the Ravel is one of the great impressionistic works of the great French master that is an audience favorite perennially, and everybody will find quite a lot of variety in the program.
Right. Now, this Harbison that was written specifically for the quartet, why don't you give me a little sense of the sounds and the kind of impact that has?
Well, I can't tell you because I haven't heard it myself. It was only just written in the last year. And when we started talking about booking this concert, they hadn't even seen the music yet.
So, wow.
So I think come and be surprised. But when you're dealing with a composer like John Harbison that is well known, has been for many, many years in this country, I think you'll be able to enjoy it. So that's the newest piece on the program, clearly.
Uh-huh. Now, there's something special about seeing music at the Paul Mader Gallery. Can you tell me a little bit about the surroundings as you're listening there?
Yeah, well, for those that haven't been to the Paul Mader Gallery, it is a stunning, almost museum-like space, very high ceilings, a very large space. In fact, I think it's the largest private gallery north of San Diego, and they specialize in contemporary art throughout the world, international contemporary art, but also sculpture, and it's quite an impressive space and definitely worth coming a little early for to enjoy the art that will be surrounding the audience as they listen to the music. And that's a special pleasure, I think, because people are listening to music and they can see art and make connections in their own minds and hearts as to what they're seeing and hearing at the same time.
Okay. Tell me where people can go to find out more information about this and to get their tickets and so forth.
Well, they can go to our website, bravenewmusic.org, and they'll be able to click on something that will connect them to our ticket sales and brown paper tickets. And they can also, if they are interested, go to the paulmadergallery.com to see more about what they could expect to see there when they arrive.
Okay, I've been talking with Gary McLaughlin, Artistic Director of Brave New Music, about Wednesday, March 14th concert by the Telegraph Quartet at the Paul Mader Gallery in Healdsburg. Thanks so much for talking with me today, and thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Steve Mencher, in for Roland Giacopetti on KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day, and thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you, Steve.